Hey, Rebels, welcome to Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Meg Pearson. This podcast is your go-to spot for unfiltered conversations, a fresh take on wellness, and tools to help you build your own kick-ass life, say screw you to societal norms, and find true joy in the chaos. Whether you're into breathwork, undieting, or you're just here for the Rebel vibes, this is your space. My goal is for you to listen, laugh, and leave thinking, why the hell didn't anyone tell me this before? I'm an ex-television director turned modern-day hippie mom, and yeah, I've got some privilege to unpack. As a straight white woman, my lens has undoubtedly shaped my experiences. But here's the deal. I'm all about making wellness accessible to everyone. And if I ever say anything harmful, I'm always open to doing better, and I honestly welcome your feedback. With that, let's get to it, Rebels. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Rebel Soul Health Radio. So, for a decade, as I worked as a nutrition expert, educator, retreat catering chef, and the food director at Rhythmia Life Advancement Center in Costa Rica, the question came up almost daily in my world. So, are you vegan? And here's the answer to the cue. In my time on this planet, I have labeled myself at various stages in my evolution as being plant-based, vegan, raw, paleo, pescatarian, keto, organic, only, nothing from canned, zero processed, sugar-free, low-carb, high-fat, rice-free, gluten-free, lactose-free, and a carefree eater. Huh? Exactly. The labels and food rules by which I subscribed were enough to make anyone's head spin. And all this time, I was very open about my recovery from eating disorder and often outspoken and quite opinionated when it came to nutritional bullshit and health washing. And yet, I still spewed factoids about the benefits of consuming this and perhaps more importantly, the detrimental effects of chewing on that. Fast forward to now. And I will state, should you ask, that I am an intuitarian. To eat and trust the body is natural. To listen to the body instead of punishing it is how we were born to live. To deprogram the mind of all the diet culture static and find peace in our mind is the main goal of all we do for wellness, isn't it? So intuitarianism is more than just a way of consuming food. It's a way of being. It is about feeling our emotions, not numbing them. It's about settling the nervous system. It's about learning how to live again now, not on the other side of weight loss. Not on the other side of healing, not on the other side of anything. There's only one side to life, and it's right now. So this realization of intuitarianism came to me in a dream a long time back as I was nightmaring about all the absolute insane statements I've heard, read, written, and even myself uttered over the last decade during my journey into the holistic health food world. Even now, as I work to curate recipes and teach the odd cooking class, I still struggle with what to call the way of eating I subscribe to in order to remain inclusive and non-judgy. So while I realize this term intuitarian has been tossed around in the recent past, I don't believe it has gotten the attention it deserves. Frankly, given the state of our world and its views on diet, fitness, and the clean eating craze, I think it would do a great service if more people could hop on this intuitive eating train. I realize now, looking back, that even when I did label myself as a certain type of eater, for example, back when I was vegan, I was never really an ethical vegan by choice. Like I've always had compassion towards living creatures, but I do love raw honey, and I always owned leather. And even when I was a raw foodist, I was still eating steamed yams and roasting vegetables. And even when I was vegetarian, I ate chicken every now and again. I've never been able to really stick inside a box that I've even put myself inside of. I've always colored outside the lines. And although these days I don't currently enjoy much eating beef, pork, or other meats, perhaps I might tomorrow. I don't care to subscribe to a title or try to fit into a box or feel the need to apply a label to how I choose to nourish my soul. It has come up time and time again with clients that the idea that one must have a culinary team that they play for. So if I call myself raw vegan as a chef, I must only eat raw vegan, right? Well, that's not the case. At one time in my life, that way of eating seemed to work for me. Going raw, as they call it, did help me begin to heal my long damaged relationship with food and my body and food itself. But as my physical self healed and evolved, so has my relationship to food rules. And I also see how my strict wellness regimes back then were simply tools to disguise more disordered ways of being. Working at a juice cleanse retreat, doing twice daily colon cleanses, becoming a raw food detox coach in New York City that encouraged coffee enemas after every meal, like, oh my God. Yeah, I called it wellness, but it was really just disordered. Not to mention, I've tried every diet under the sun from keto to fruitarian. Recently, I've been exposed to, and by recently, I mean in the last 10 years, or perhaps I've just become more conscious of recently, all of the nutrition talk being casually tossed around by yoga teachers, life coaches, healers, lawyers, chefs, mothers, daughters, landlords, cousins, news reporters, construction workers, hell, everybody and everyone has an angle. And for me, the last straw a few years back was overhearing a client discuss over, as they were consuming a super well-balanced, lovingly prepared meal that I had created at the restaurant, they were discussing the risks involved with eating the skin of a cucumber, stating that it was in fact cancer-inducing. Enough already. I've overcome 2 decades of disordered eating, near-death battles with bulimia, and I was once the queen of deprivation, but I'm sick and tired of it, and I think we all need to be letting go. Can't we just honor food for what it is? Our energy-giving, neutral, and bonus, bliss-providing primal need that deserves respect? Can we ditch and let go of all the fear-mongering? Can we stop believing that our neighbor's new diet is the key to our everlasting weight loss success and joy? Can we stop trying to convert our bodies? And can we stop trying to sell our friends, families, yoga teachers, or strangers on the next diet they should follow to be the best that they can be? Granted, there are arguments for and against certain ways of eating for environmental or ethical reasons, but what I'm talking about here today is just the fact that the vast majority of us are overwhelmed, insecure, and utterly disconnected from our bodies. We were all born with the ability to choose what our body needs, consume it, and move on with enjoying our day, our life, our bodies, until the next moment our tummy grumbles for another bite. We must get back to that. No one knows what is best for you except you. Let's listen. Let's intuit more and intellect less. You may not actually have that food intolerance your sister says you might, and you might not be better off going paleo. You could thrive on a plant-based diet, but maybe your daughter requires or craves beef for her own bodily and spiritual necessity. Please leave her to it. Let her experiment. Let yourself experiment. Eat what makes your body feel good, so long as you're not fighting a legit medical issue that does require a more acute nutrition plan. And you will inevitably choose food that serves you. No more good and bad. No more right and wrong. No more healthy and unhealthy. I, for one, am tired of the blah, 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 both from society and from inside my own head. So I'm choosing to shut that shit up for good. And I'll eat how I feel, letting my newfound intuitarian lifestyle be my guide. Thank you for listening. That is it for today. Thank you for attending my TED Talk and my sermon. Here's to intuitarianism. I love you. Thanks so much for listening, my rebel soul. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's show, please head over to my website at meganpearson.ca. Until next time, rebels.